It's here and now. A cut from Rock and Roll by Skrillex, the LA DJ who plays turntables and won 3 Grammy Awards this past year. His genre is called dubstep. Some people say it shouldn't even be called music. But as our next guest says, where have we heard that before? Well, we heard it about hip-hop, about rock and roll, about jazz, any newcomer on the music scene. And Jonathan Bogart says electronic dance music, or EDM, could be thumbnailed as being to hip-hop what rock was to jazz. Not a total overthrow of the genre, but what? Jonathan Bogart is a music writer from Phoenix, Arizona. His article in The Atlantic was titled "By the Hype, Why Electronic Dance Music Really Could Be the New Rock." He joins us from Sunsound Studios in Phoenix. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you.
And first of all, let's just describe this, because I can hear people saying, no, hasn't this electronic music been around for decades? But you say that this version you're talking about kind of snuck up on music critics here in the U.S. Where did this come from, this EDM, and what should we listen for? What are the sounds?
It really came out of what was originally called dubstep, which was a London-based music that was really more about atmospherics than about dancing. The original music that was called dubstep was all about bass, really heavy bass that was kind of played at such volumes and was manipulated in such a way as to sound kind of psychedelic. Music that gets currently called dubstep, which has become much more popular, like Skrillex, is a lot more up-tempo, but the bass is still the main thing. And what dubstep fans call the drop, which is when the beat cuts out and the bass gets really loud and slowed down, and people describe it as the wub-wub sound.
Let's listen to some.
Rude boy bass, mash up the place.
So, Jonathan, you talk about this as, you know, this bass sound, especially when it's performed live at festivals, which is something that, I mean, you can feel it in your ribcage.
Right.
In fact, hold on there 1 second, because we understand that's a huge part of the electronic dance music scene, where you hear this music. And we have Joe DiNatale, our intern, who's also producing this segment, in the studio with us. Joe, you've gone to some of the festivals where this music is performed. Why is it any different from what we think we've seen in the past?
First of all, it's extremely loud. And the other element is the light shows, which are very grandiose. For instance, I went to a festival. Some of the sets that I saw, the crowd became almost tribal. When you look out on the crowd and just see the sea of people, you know, moving and dancing in sync, it's quite an experience.
Primal. You've used the word primal.
Exactly.
Well, let's hear another one of the drops you talk about. This is Rusko, Hold On. Well, so Jonathan, you know, critics are saying, wait, it was music, but then that's not music there.
Right, and the siren sounds and the repetition and the use of the extreme ends of the dynamic range is really what's making this a lot different and a lot more loved by the new generation.
Right. Who are some other artists at the forefront?
We talked about Skrillex. There's also a Dead Mouse who performs with a giant cartoon mouse head. On his head. There's a Swedish artist called Avicii, who had a big hit called Levels, which also became a hit in the U.S. when the rapper Flo Rida used it on his song Good Feeling.
Well, we have a cut from Levels by Avicii, and it samples a lead vocal by Etta James. Let's listen.
Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
So, Jonathan, talk more about the cultural aspect of this. I mean, these artists, you write about you were working in a public library and some kids came in and asked for some Deadmau5 or some Skrillex, and you happen to know who they were and know that at that point, at least, they didn't have records.
Most of the distribution and the consumption of this music isn't in physical release. It's all in bytes and bits online and streaming.
And how do they make their money then?
Most of them host their files on YouTube, which allows for advertising and gets plenty of hits. But also, you know, they play these huge festivals and can charge, you know, major fees for an appearance at a warehouse set or at a festival.
And so they end run the brick-and-mortar music industry. Go right around.
That's
it.
Right.
And they also seem to reflect, you know, there's something kind of speedy and building about the music, and that seems to maybe reflect how it gets delivered to the fans.
Yeah, it's all very immediate and very intense. I think that's one of the things that has been most exciting to especially the young listeners who do experience the world in a very fast, hyper-connected, and online way.
Yeah. Here's a Data Life with Rolling Stones t-shirt.
What you do with my Rolling Stones t-shirt?
I love that because it's who has a Rolling Stones t-shirt, you know? It's such a combination of everything you've been talking about. You know, this is music that's maybe pushing aside your grandfather's now rock and roll, but homage to it as well.
That's right. And a lot of the new artists really do look to old artists who all broke boundaries in their ways to try to emulate them in entirely different ways than they had ever imagined.
Yeah. Well, Avicii's Levels that we listened to, huge hit. Skrillex, as we said, you know, has won Grammys. And artists like Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, Kesha have sort of taken this somewhat mainstream. What's the thinking? Is it going to be completely co-opted?
As music tends to do, it does tend to, you know, new forms always get colonized by the mainstream, and then new forms always break off of that. What I'm really interested in is to find out what's going to be called post-dubstep. Mm-hmm. What's the next journey after that?
Well, whatever it is, someone's parent is going to say, ugh, that's not music.
Exactly. Turn it down.
Jonathan Bogart, music writer and contributor to The Atlantic. His article is By the Hype, Why Electronic Dance Music Really Could Be the New Rock. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to our intern, Joe DiNatale. We go out with the artist Minnesota with Hold Up.
Hold Up.
Okay, and I know I'm going to hear from Rolling Stone fans. I know people of a certain age have t-shirts, but if you're 20 and you have a Rolling Stone t-shirt, I want to hear from you. And hear from you about the EDM. We love this music. How about you? Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service NPRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what this week brings Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.